Elizabeth Warren on the Stump, Trump Threatens Existence of All Life on the Planet. By Penny Starr on October 19, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. Speaking as a Biden-Harris surrogate on the campaign trail on Monday, said that President Donald Trump is a threat to life on the planet because of his stance on climate change. Donald Trump threatens the existence of human life, of all life on this planet, Warren said in a video posted on the Hill YouTube channel. And on November 3, we will hold Donald Trump accountable. Warren's remarks centered on the existential threat of climate change. We are reaching a moment on our planet in which the crisis that is upon us may no longer be one that we will be able to successfully fight back against, Warren said. The science around this is not controversial, Warren said. The science is clear. In fact, you know what scares me to death? Warren asked. Every time we get more data and reanalyze the data, what we discover is the problem's even worse than we thought. We have even less time than we thought, Warren said. What has Donald Trump done for 4 years? Warren asked. He not only hasn't made things better, he has actively made them worse. He withdrew us from the Paris Climate Accord. He's put a co-lobbyist in charge of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. What could possibly go wrong? Warren said. In fact, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler's time at the EPA started when he served as a special assistant in the agency's EPA's Pollution Prevention and Toxics Office during the George H.W. Bush administration. Before that, he was a principal and team leader of the Energy and Environment Practice Group at Fagery BD Consulting, among other posts. Trump has opened up for offshore drilling, and he has said yes to the oil companies. They can drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Preserve, Warren said. Trump has actually placed a moratorium on offshore drilling in Florida. As Breitbart News reported, the drilling permits in the Arctic will take place in only 0.01% of the 19 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.